Welcome to the Voices Dot Earth podcast series. Today we're speaking with Jim Richardson and Dennis Dimmick, who are the co-founders of Eyes on Earth. Jim is also a renowned photographer for National Geographic magazine and a contributing editor for its sister publication, Traveler magazine. And Dennis is the former senior editor for the environment at National Geographic. And Jim and Dennis, how are you both doing today?
Great. Good to be here with you.
Excellent. Yeah, thanks for joining us. And let's start at the top. Tell us about Eyes on Earth, you know, your organization's mission, how long you've been around, all that good stuff.
Well, this generally evolved out of my work with Dennis for the last 20 years on the environment. Dennis, of course, I may embarrass him, but he was the prime mover in getting National Geographic to cover many of the environmental issues that are so important to us today, and including things on energy pollution, land use, farming, agriculture, all of those kinds of things. And we got together then when after Dennis had retired from National Geographic with the basic thought that the while photojournalism covers the disasters of the world and conservation photography covers the wildness that needs to be saved, there's nothing really that focuses on environmental photography, the photography of the upcoming changes in our environment that either have already happened or are going to happen in the next 35 to 50 years. Basically, the careers of photographers beginning today. And so our basic goal is to try and help young photographers understand that there are important issues to cover and to elevate the idea of environmental photography as a separate field with separate motives and needs. Dennis, am I getting that half close?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I think both Jim and I are at a stage in our life where, like, so I worked there for more than 35 years. I spent more than four decades as a journalist to get to a point where, okay, so what's next? And I think the passing the torch to a new generation was important. And so all we're really doing is trying to articulate what we stand for, what we're interested in, and then helping create a program that helps guide photographers, journalists who want to learn how to be photographers, emerging scientists who are wanting to figure out how to communicate visually on environmental issues. We're just trying to pass along to a new generation the ideas, awarenesses, and methodology that Jim and I have been conversing for more than two decades.
That's outstanding, guys, and thank you so much for that background there, and what a wonderful mission there. And speaking of the mission, tell us a little bit more about the educational programs, the actual programs that you are developing for college campuses.
Well, I think developing is the key word because we're in the beginning stages of this, and we're trying to figure out what works. And frankly, our first focus is reaching those student photographers who are already at university level, who have already developed many of their skills and proficiencies, and trying to help them consider that environmental photography might be a part of their career, or the scientists who are working in these fields who also feel that they'd like to have a more powerful communication skill set that would include visuals. So it can come from either side, but basically it's the exchange of information so that the photographer is empowered with knowledge about what we need to see. And I think that's probably where we're trying to feel our way forward on this. Essentially, the domain name, the site name, Eyes on Earth, came about because we were trying to feel for what is it we really wanted, and what we really want are people out there looking at the issues and communicating the issues, and that was the genesis of how we got to that site name.
Right. And I think to not jump ahead, but to help understand the mission and why we're doing this, is it's important to bring in the sort of the underlying concept that's animating both Jim and me. And there's an emerging idea in the scientific community that we have entered a new geologic age on Earth. It's called the Anthropocene, or the Age of Man, that we have been, as a human civilization, we've been living in the Holocene since the last ice age for about 11,000 plus years. But now a new force is taking hold of the planet, and it is us. And our population has tripled since 1950, from 2.5 billion to nearly 7.5 billion. And all the collateral activities that we engage in to support ourselves, whether it's growing more food, fishing the seas, making fertilizer to grow the food, building cities, you name it, all of that is reliant on us essentially coming up with primary energy, and for the most part, that is coal, oil, and gas that we burn. Well, this new age of man really is essentially, we're saying that because of our activities and because we're seeing dramatic changes on the planet, that this is a useful framework to help make coherent what we're trying to do. And within that new age of man, there's also an idea called the Great Acceleration. And that really is this period since World War II, where we've seen a tremendous run-up in material goods, wealth, patents, population, all of that, and we're seeing profound effects on the planet. So that's kind of the underlying idea that we're using, and when we go to universities, this is kind of one of the key concepts that we try to carry, because it helps make sense. It helps students to understand why, for example, we are seeing climate change.
That's fantastic. And, you know, you answered my next question about the new age of man, you know, this era that we're in now. So I'm going to jump ahead, but that was fantastic. And it makes a lot of sense, you know, to frame it that way, you know, for students. And sorry, Jim, did you have more to add there?
No, go ahead.
Okay, perfect. Well, you know, along those lines, you know, your website, eyeson.earth, I mean, it's fantastic, great messaging, great design. Tell us about how you found, you know, the .earth domain name, what made you decide to use that, because you're using it in a perfect way, because your organization is Eyes on Earth, but the website is eyeson.earth with the .earth domain. So tell us more about how it all came about from that perspective.
Well, I think I don't remember exactly how we came across it. Frankly, Matt, we could have been. We went to GoDaddy, and one of the things that popped up down there and the possibilities was .earth, but it rang a bell real fast. You know, that this was so uniquely appropriate to us. I think I took a little convincing. Dennis, you really were hopping on it right away.
I was right on top of it. Look, I felt that eyesonearth.com was like old school, and here was a new set of domains. You know, we've seen them .tv, .news, you name it, and it felt like this was the way to be able to build a brand that had consistent labeling across platforms. I mean, we have @eyeson_earth. We have this URL. We were trying to find a way where this statement was self-explanatory, and the .earth domain, to me, just perfectly solved the issue at hand.
I think it really establishes where our sentiments are, you know, on Earth.
Yes, definitely.
Frankly, and I mean that it doesn't imply that we're a company that is trying to make hay out of these issues. I think it implies inherently that our concerns are with the Earth, and it's unequivocal when you see it.
That's fantastic. And also, too, I was just thinking when you mentioned that, because, you know, you're really appealing to university, obviously, professors and students, and I would assume, too, that this kind of .earth branding would appeal to them a bit more than like you said, like a .com as well. That probably came into the thinking process too, right?
Sure, and but it doesn't also, I mean, you could have done .org or .net, I suppose, something like that. That would have been a little more ambiguous. But those would not have been as direct. This by its very nature, gets the message across inherently, without explanation.
And it's memorable.
That's awesome. Well, I love those insights about your use of a .earth domain. And let's shift towards the future. Obviously, you're a new organization. A lot of the programs are under development. What's your long-term vision for Eyes on Earth?
Outstanding success.
Right.
We hope, Matt. I don't know. I mean, I would say, you know, there are some photographers who have had outstanding success at carving out a piece of the environmental world. You know, I think of Joel Sartori, whose photo arc, you know, is focused on saving endangered species. I think of Jim Balog, who does the deep ice survey that is about the receding glaciers and how climate change is changing all that. And these are folks who have a incredibly strong ability to make these issues real to people. And I think, you know, I mean, if I was looking forward and I would say 10 years down the line, if we had found another 15 or 20 people to do something like that, I would, at that level, I would be ecstatic. If we've changed the landscape of photography so that people understand what environmental photography is about, as opposed to, as I said earlier, photojournalism or conservation photography, both worthy fields but of a different focus, that would be a great outcome as well. And so it's probably an amorphous goal. I don't think we can say that that 6 months down the line we'll have had all the results we hope for, but already we're finding people who seem to resonate with what we're talking about, so we're encouraged.
Yeah, the thing for me is that coming back to this age of man and the Anthropocene, there's a lot of scientists and nonfiction writers who've taken up this idea, and there's actually quite a few books and scientific papers out there on this idea now, but as far as I know, we're the only ones out there who are trying to make the Anthropocene visual. We're trying to use the language of photography to help people understand what this means, what it looks like, what we're doing to the planet as we try to essentially, we've colonized the planet, we're transforming the planet, and it's going to have long-lasting effects in a variety of ways. And so we're trying to help encourage people to understand what that is so that they understand what it is they might need to point their cameras at. And, you know, the metric of success, look, I mean, we're not a formal organization yet. Maybe at some point we'll have to become a 501c3, but right at the moment, I think our goal is to really try to touch some of these people who are at a very their open space in their life. They're trying to find some sense of direction. Environmental photography, I don't see necessarily as a highly lucrative career goal, but at the same time, poetry isn't either, and yet it's a vital part of the society. And so if we can just begin to help create a visual language for people and to help people realize that this is part of how they should be looking at the world, then I think that in itself is success.
Matt, sometimes we point out to people that this is environmental photography, but it's probably a bad career choice. You know, but it could be a really great life choice, you know.
Absolutely.
I think that the .earth identity is it says to people immediately that we are thinking differently about this stuff. And I think that's a powerful tool for us in what we're trying to do.
That's excellent. I really appreciate those insights and all of your insights today. And before we sign off, gentlemen, is there anything else to add, anything we may have missed?
Well, I think it's just fascinating that you're doing this, that you're helping people understand how something like this domain can help people focus on the Earth and the problems facing the Earth. So kudos to you guys, too.
Excellent.
Thank you for having me, Dennis.
Absolutely. Yeah, thank you for those parting words. Really appreciate that. And for all of our listeners, you just heard an exclusive Voices.Earth podcast interview with Jim Richardson and Dennis Dimmick, who are the co-founders of a new organization called Eyes on Earth, and their domain is eyeson.earth. And Jim and Dennis, thank you so much for your time today.
Great to be here
with
you.
Great pleasure.